This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Monday, USDA published the much-anticipated prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports. We will find out how the estimates compare to trade expectations coming up next with USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate, paid for by Bayer.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer explains where the USDA's prospective plantings forecast fall within the range of trade expectations.
Intended corn planted acreage was 95.3 million acres. That's on the upper end of the trade range of expectations. Soybean acres estimated at 83.5 million acres planted. And that's about in the middle of trade expectations. So you got corn a little higher than the trade expectations, beans about in the middle. Overall, I think we were on the higher end of a combined corn plus soybean area at 178.8.
Meyer says that the prospective plantings report is based on intended plantings, and the numbers could shift throughout the spring based on weather and the ag markets. With the number of corn acres increasing, some of the new acres are expected to be planted by farmers in the South, switching from cotton to corn for economic reasons.
For instance, cotton coming in at a little under 9.9 million acres, that down at the bottom end of the trade range. So at least thus far, farmers suggesting they'll plant under 10 million acres of cotton, a pretty low number.
Meyer also expands on the acreage numbers for wheat.
When we look at some of the other numbers, got a little bit more administrative data that helped refine the winter wheat planted area. That also at the lower end of the trade range of expectations. As in December, we were expecting about a little over 34 million acres, and now we're at 33.3 million acres. So winter wheat coming in on the lighter side of expectations. And also other spring wheat coming in at 10 million acres. And that's a pretty low number relative to recent history.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.